Hancock's Half Hour. That's next this evening.
On BBC Radio 4.
No matter how demeaning the task, no matter how it dulls the senses and breaks the spirit, one must work. Or else.
Stantz Terkel's oral history of American workers in the 1970s.
All day long, it's the same thing, over and over.
The manager said, if you don't like it, you can quit. So I did.
Part of Working Titles, a season of dramas about the world of work.
I have been constantly astonished by the extraordinary dreams of ordinary people.
Working by Stantz Terkel. This Sunday afternoon at 3 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Of the 103 episodes of the classic sitcom Hancock's Half Hour recorded for radio, nearly two dozen are sadly missing or lost. So we've been recreating these missing episodes from the original scripts. This evening on The Missing Hancocks, the lad himself finds a diamond ring.
This is the BBC Light Programme. We present Tony Hancock with Moira Lister, Bill Kerr, Sidney James and Kenneth Williams in Hancock's Half Hour. London is probably the largest centre of commerce in the world. Every day, thousands of merchants, bankers and stockbrokers pour into the city, handling millions of pounds. And now, Tony Hancock and Bill Kerr have joined these tycoons. Yes, for the past week, Tony and Bill have been trudging through the city, determined to make their fortunes.
Penny for the guy, penny for the guy. Remember, remember, the 5th of November. Oh, good health, lady. Penny for the guy. Yes, sir. Remember the gunpowder plot? Blimey, it'd take gunpowder to get some of their hands out of their pockets. Straight it would.
Tony?
What?
Let's go home.
Go home? We've only been out for a couple of hours.
I know, but I'm getting fed up sitting in this pram.
Stop moaning and put your mask back on.
It is on.
Well, sit still, ugly. Here's some more people coming. Here, penny for the guy. Spare a copper for a poor lad whose dad's on strike and can't afford to buy him any fireworks. Come along now, penny for the guy. I ain't asking for half a bar. I ain't asking for a sprat. Just one copper coin of the realm. You, sir, you look like a right mug. I mean, not a day. Come back here, sir. Oh, madam, come back. Oh, you mean stingy lot. I know your type. Tax dodgers, the lot of you.
Now, let's face it, Tub, you're not fooling anybody. You look stupid in that rig out.
And what's wrong with it?
You're much too old for short trousers.
I'm not.
Well, your legs are. And another thing, where did you get that blazer and that silly hat?
Silly hat? How dare you? I'm very proud of this hat. It's my old school hat. The one I was expelled from.
But it's a girl's hat.
That's why I was expelled. Now, come on, don't let's give up. Penny for the guy, help a starving lad. A mere copper will suffice.
Oh, hey, hey, you're in luck. Here's one coming.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh,
goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Just a minute. What do you think you're doing?
Well, you know how it is, officer. Guy Fawkes Day just collecting a few pennies for some fireworks, like all the other kids.
How old are you?
12.
You're a big boy for 12, aren't you?
School milk?
Not so much of the old buck. You're obstructing the pavement now. Get moving and take that horrible bundle of moth-eaten rags with you.
Hey, listen, Mac, this is the last thing between me and a nudist colony.
Who said that?
Me. I threw in the voice.
Well, now, throw it a bit further and join it. Yeah, off me beat. Come on before I run you in.
All right, we're going. There's no need to shout.
And don't let me catch you round here again.
Big feet.
Why, you, come back!
Rot that
school! Come back! Stop!
Quick, up the alley. Shove the pram at him. He's fallen into the pram.
Oh, look at him going down Ludgate Hill.
He's just passed Flint to the flying squad. Come on, Scarper, before they bring some more bogey reinforcements. Oh, home at last. They'll never catch us now. Quick, lock the door and draw the curtains.
Right. Ah, sorry, Tub, I've torn them.
Well, I'm not surprised. The brown paper's not what it used to be. Switch the light on.
All right, give us a shilling for the gas meter.
Give you a shilling? What's wrong with the one that's already in there?
The cotton broke.
Oh. Never mind, get the candles out.
Oh, candles, gas, what a place to live in.
There's nothing wrong with this house. 150 years old and still as good as the day the Zeppelin bombed it. Anyway, it's my house. Nobody asked you to lodge here. If you don't like it, you can get out.
All right, but I'm warning you, if I go, I'm taking all my furniture with me.
You leave that ashtray where it is.
You wouldn't speak to me like this if I paid my rent.
Rent? Plainly, yes, rent. The landlord will be round collecting tomorrow. Oh, it's a millstone round me neck, this rent. 3 and 11 a week to find. It's dragging me under. I can't go on.
Don't worry, Tub. You'll be able to pay the rent. Let's see how much we made at this Guy Fawkes racket.
Oh, yes. Good lad. Now, what's in the hat?
Now, don't forget, half the takings are mine.
All right, all right. Come on, empty it out on the table. Oh, thank goodness. I thought we were going to have a fight.
Tubs, and we were there for 4 hours. It's no use, Tub. We'll just have to go out to work.
How dare you mention that word in this house? In front of me. Me, what comes from one of England's oldest line of layabouts. My father never worked in his life, like his father never worked, and his father before him never worked. And if I ever have children,
yeah,
they're going to work and keep their old dad. Not this lad, though.
No, but Tub, I like to eat sometimes.
Oh, don't worry, something will turn up.
Yeah, my toes.
Are you sure there's nothing else in that hat of mine?
Nah, not even the lining.
Oh, sling it away. It's a rotten old hat anyway. Hello. That's a funny noise for a hat to make.
Yeah, there's something in it.
It's mine! What is it?
No, just a minute. There's something caught under the band. Oh, here it is.
How much? Threepenny bit? A tanner? Can't be a bob.
No, it's not money.
Oh, you can have it.
It's a diamond ring.
It's mine!
Where am I? What happened?
You fainted. And as you fell forward, you hit your head on my cricket bat.
That's not how I remember it. Where's that diamond ring?
Don't you remember? You gave it to me just after you passed out.
Well, you can't keep it. It's not yours. It must have fallen off some dame's hand when she threw a penny in the hat. We'll have to take it along to the police station and give it to the sergeant.
It wouldn't fit him.
Look, stupid, with a stone like this, this ring must be worth a fortune. There's bound to be a reward offered for it. So we cash in. Nothing to worry about from the police.
At last, a legal job. You're right. Come on, we'll go and hand it at the police station straight away.
Anybody in?
Oh, it's Moira.
In here, Moira.
Hello, boys. I was just passing and... Oh, are you going out?
Yes, we're just going down the police station.
What for? You don't have to report till next week. Tony, you haven't been selling those Irish sweepstake tickets again, have you?
No, you know they're not legal in this country.
The ones you sell aren't even legal in Ireland.
It's nothing to do with that.
Then why are you going down there?
It's a long story. You see, this morning, well, Bill and me were, how can I put it? We were... Well, look, before I go any further, have a look at this.
Why, what a beautiful engagement ring.
It's not bad, is it? Well, anyway, as I was saying...
Tony, darling, what a lovely surprise. I had no idea you felt this way.
You see, me and Bill... Eh?
Oh, bless you.
Did somebody sneeze? No,
aren't you going to kiss me?
Certainly. So, anyway, there we were, standing on the pavement.
Mrs. Hancock.
Mum, where? I thought she was at the dogs tonight.
When are they putting up the bands?
Oh, they're up. She has to sneak in the back way now. Anyway, you see this ring?
It fits perfectly. I can't wait till you put the other one on my finger.
Me and Bill were standing there, minding our own business, when this crowd of people comes along. Oh, there were
How
about...
How many children?
About 15 of them. So this copper comes along.
Just wait until I tell all the girls that I'm going to get married.
And he says, now move along there. Pardon?
I said, just wait until I tell the girls that I'm going to get married.
Are you? Congratulations, I didn't know. Well, 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 who'd have thought it? Who's the lucky man?
Why, you, of course.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, me?
Yes, that's what a man usually gives a girl an engagement ring for.
Engagement? That's not what I... No, I didn't mean... You see, that ring, it doesn't belong. I was trying to tell you it, and... Oh, dear, look, Moira, shut up!
And as the bride and bridegroom left the church, they passed under a guard of honour formed by the Metropolitan Police with an ashtray across truncheons.
Do you want me to play cricket with your head again?
Tony, I must go and break the news to my family.
No, no, don't.
Where's the phone?
No, look, Moira, please.
In the hallway, Moira.
No, you can't. You... Oh, blimey. I'm in it again, right in it. What am I going to do now? I must get that ring back. I'll tell her it was all a mistake.
Then she'll sue you for breach of promise.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Hello? Hello, Father. It's Moira. Father, what do you think? I've just got engaged. Isn't it wonderful? Tony Hancock. Tony Hancock. Yes, yes, the one you set the dogs on. Yes, yes, he's going to be an in-law. In-law, not outlaw.
That's an old man, old mousetrap wallet.
Yes, Father, of course I'm in my right mind. Yes, of course Tony can support me. He's going to get a job. Father? Father? Hello, Father? Oh, Mother. Father's what, fainted? All I said was that Tony's going to get a job. Mother? Mother? Mother?
Now there was I, waiting at the church.
Oh, will you? Belt up! Belt up. And you can take that smirk off your face. You're in this just as much as I am, Cobber. If we don't get that ring back to the police, it's quite on the cards that you and me will be taking up sculpture lessons in a dirty, great big quarry. So start thinking.
Hey, I've got it. Ask Moira for the ring back. Make some excuse. Then we get a cheap paste duplicate image, give that back to Moira, take the real one down to the police station and collect the reward.
I thought that sort of idea would come from you. Typical product of the fully trained criminal mind. Well done. Here, wait a minute though. I'm still lumbered with a wedding.
Ah, small price to pay. Moira's a very beautiful girl.
No, it's not her I'm worried about. It's her old man. He doesn't like me. He's got those great big dogs. The only time they get fed is when I go round there. Every weekend, 4.5 pounds of raw Hancock.
Yes, so what? You've got enough there to supply the Battersea Dogs Home.
Oh, very funny.
Now, we've got to try and persuade Moira to lend that ring to us. Quiet now, here she comes.
You know, I can't understand it. I was just talking to Mother and Father on the phone and they both fainted.
Why? What did you say?
Oh, nothing much. I only told them when we're married you'll have to get a job. The smelling salts, Tony!
Yeah, Moira sure was awkward about giving that ring back, Tup.
Yes, I didn't think we were going to get it. Good job you insisted on shaking her hands with her before we left. Now, where are we going to get this paste ring made?
Well, I know a guy.
Who?
Sydney.
Not smooth talk Sidney James.
Yeah.
No.
No, but Tab.
No,
but...
the man's a crook. Every time we have dealings with him, we get caught.
Well, how can he twist us this time?
He'll think of a way.
Look, Sidney's our only hope. He makes the finest fake jewellery in London. Lady Barnett gets all her earrings from him.
All right, then where do we find him?
Well, he's just opened a jeweller's shop.
Whose was it?
His. It's along here somewhere.
A jeweller's shop? He was an estate agent last week. What happened?
No, the bottom fell out of that.
It wouldn't happen if he put floors in.
Here's his shop.
Hello, what do you want?
Good afternoon, young woman. You are a woman, aren't you?
Yeah, don't let the cigar fool you.
Wait a minute, I'd recognise that orange, black and yellow hair anywhere. Bicycle Jane Bertha.
Billy! Billy the cur. I haven't seen you since that broken bottle party on Clapham Common.
You two know each other?
Know each other? In the war, Bertha used to run a guest house for deserters.
Yeah, many a breakfast I gave you, eh, Billy?
Now, what you doing in the jewellery business then, Bert?
Oh, Sid asked me to work behind the counter. He says it adds a touch of respectability to the joint.
Well, quite a business you've got here, Bert. That window's loaded with diamonds. Where'd you get them all?
No, I ain't saying. But for every rock in our window, there's a brick in someone else's. Say, Billy, who's the overweight teddy boy?
Oh, that's a friend of mine, Tony Hancock.
What mob is he with? The Elephant Gang? Now, what can I do for you?
We want to see Mr. James.
Oh, he's on the phone at the moment. I'll go and tell him you're here.
It's open.
Sid, there's two people to see you.
Yeah. Quiet, Bertha. I'm on the phone. Look, Lou, it's like I told you, I don't know where the ring is. You know, I was in the old girl's bedroom going through her jewellery box when the door opens and in she comes. So I grabs the ring and I'm out the window and down the drainpipe before they had time to say Jack Warner. Well, within 10 seconds, there's a Rosser chasing me down the road. So I has to dump it. There was some fat, hairy leg kid collecting money for the guy. So I slung the ring in his hat. Oh, of course I went back to collect it, but he'd gone. Nah, never find it in a month for Saturdays. Yeah, Saturdays. Well, that's your Sunday, isn't it? Look, Lou, there's nothing I can do about it. We'll never see that ring again. Yeah, goodbye.
There's two blokes to see you.
Oh, what size feet they got?
Not very big.
Send them in.
Hiya, Sydney.
Mr. James.
Well, 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 the bells of St. Trinian's. Hurry up, I'm busy.
We've got a job for you.
Certainly. Here, who do you want bumped off?
No, that's
how
not...
How do you want it done? Do you want cosh, knife, Tommy gun in the river with cement feet?
No, we don't
guaranteed
want any...
Guaranteed job, half your money back if he's identified.
Sydney, we don't want
get
anybody
bumped
off.
Get in now before the Christmas rush
We've
starts.
We've come about an engagement ring.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Oh, I've got some lovely stuff here. Look at this. Beautiful ring. Biggest and most expensive diamond in London. No, don't drop it. Oh. That's 7 years bad luck.
Look, we don't want to buy a ring. We've already got one, haven't we, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. I hope you're both very happy.
Well, thank you, and I'd just like to say on behalf of my wife... No, look, you fool. Look, we're not interested in any of your goods.
Then stop wasting my time. Here's the door. Go on, get out.
All right, we'll take our business somewhere else.
Good, you take it somewhere else.
We're going to.
Good, and don't bother me again.
And if anybody else drops another ring in our hat, we won't bring it to you.
Wait a minute. Sit down.
No.
Sit down.
I refuse. You've been very rude to me. Come, William, we're going home. And it's no good you sticking that black thing in me stomach. It doesn't frighten me whatsoever.
It's a gun.
Is this the chair?
Now then. Where's the ring?
It's right here. I put it on my finger for safekeeping. I'll just take it off. It's stuck.
Charlie, bring the chopper.
It's off.
Let's have a look at it. Ah, that's it. That's the one. Oh, what a smashing stone. Must be worth a couple of monkeys.
Hey?
A monkey, 500 nicker. Two monkeys, 1,000 nicker.
Two monkeys, 1,000? I wouldn't pay it. I can get 3 brass ones for 2 and 6.
So, what are you doing with this ring?
Ah, that's what we came about.
Yeah, we want you to make a paste copy of it.
That sounds vaguely dishonest.
I knew you'd be interested. We're going to give the fake one to Tony's girl and take the real one to the police and collect the reward money.
I see. Of course you didn't happen to see who dropped the ring in your hat, or did you?
No, didn't see a thing.
Good.
Can you take your gun barrel out of my ear hole now, please?
I think under the circumstances, I might be able to make a copy of the ring for you.
Oh, good.
And all for 50 nicker. How's that strike you?
Unconscious.
All right, say 40 nicker if you like it.
Say 35 bob, try and get it.
Wait here, I'll see what my craftsman says. Bertha!
Hello.
We're in luck. The ring's turned up. Them two mugs have got it.
I know, I heard them. They want a copy made.
That's right, and we're going to be very generous, Bertha. We're going to make them 2 copies of it.
Oh, I get it, and we keep the real one.
While they go to the police and try and claim the 500 nicker reward on a lump of broken bottle soldered onto a brass curtain ring. Come, Bertha, we have work to do.
I told you had nothing to worry about, Tub. I knew Sydney would do a good job on that ring.
Yes, it certainly fooled Moira. I've never seen a girl look so happy. Still, it's only natural, really. After all, look what she's got. A ring like that and a man like me.
Yeah, 2 substitutes for the real thing.
All right, that'll do. I'm the first to admit that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I realise I haven't got muscles like Stuart Granger.
You haven't got muscles like Gene Simmons.
Now, where's this police station?
Don't give me that. You know your way to the police station.
I do not. I'm always brought there by van.
Here we are. Bow Street, Nick.
Look, I won't come in. I'll stand out here and wait for you.
You're coming in with me.
No, really, I'd rather not. You know me. When I'm in these places, I suffer from claustrophobia.
What's that?
Fear of being locked in a confined space.
Don't be silly. We're on the right side of the law this time. Now, come on.
Here, look. There's a notice board. They might have something about the ring up there. Let's see. Wanted. Oh, that's a good one of Harry, isn't it? You can see his dad in him, can't you? Hello? Look, Edwardian Fred. I wouldn't have recognised him. He used to be so well-dressed. Look at him here. Black mask with brown boots, I ask you.
Hey, Tom, look. There is a reward notice up there.
Oh, yes. Lady Frobisher Frobisher offers a reward of £500 for information leading to the recovery of a diamond solitaire engagement ring recently stolen from her. Apply within. That's the one. 500 quidlets.
Yeah, that's nearly enough to keep Diana Dawes in shoes for a week. Let's go in and collect it. Got the ring?
Yes.
Right, come on.
I bet they'll be glad to see us.
Oh, I'll tell you, Sergeant, if I ever catch those kids, they won't know what hit them. I went tearing down Ludgate Hill in this pram and finished up hitting me head against a brick wall. Ooh! This lump, I had to cut a hole in me helmet. Oh, I'm just waiting to meet them again. I'll know them the minute I set eyes on them.
Good evening.
Evening.
Nasty bump you've got there?
No, don't talk to me about it. Someone's going to pay for that.
Why, are you selling it?
Oh, very funny. Sir, now what can I do for you? Yeah, just a minute. I know you, don't I? Where have I seen that face before?
Oh, it could have been anywhere. Film magazines, stage papers, Radio Times.
No, more recent.
Probably the notice board outside then.
No, where was it? It could have been... Hey, wait a minute. Roll your trouser legs up.
Hey?
Roll them up. That's it. Now roll your pants up. I knew it. Those legs. Oh, I'd recognise those legs anywhere. Fat, hairy things with bumps on.
I don't understand, I...
Would you like your pram back?
Pram? Oh, it's you.
It's him.
You remember this gent? The bloke we pushed down Ludgate Hill. Give me 5 yards. I'm fatter than you.
You're not going anywhere. You're under arrest.
What for?
Breaking the law.
So were you, doing more than 30 down Ludgate Hill?
You can't do this to my friend.
Well, Guy Fawkes. By the time I finish with you, you'll wish they'd burnt you.
Now, look, take it easy, Mac. Your bump's throbbing.
Look, officer, can we explain?
Yeah, you see, we came here about the ring.
What ring?
Lady Frobisher Frobisher's engagement ring.
That's the one that was stolen.
That's right, I've got it.
So you confess?
Yes, No, I didn't pinch it. I found it. Someone threw it in me Guy Fawkes at.
And we've come to collect the reward.
£500, I believe.
And if you're a good boy, we'll give you a cold halfpenny to shove on your lump.
All right. Give us the ring. I'll have to show it to the inspector first.
Oh, 500 quid. Wonderful.
What are you going to do with the money, Tup?
Oh, I don't know. I might set Granny up in business. Won't cost much. A bucket, a chamois leather and a big ladder, she'll be well away. Oh, look out, here comes old Barge Boots.
Ah, gentlemen, we've examined the ring and we did say a reward of 10% of the value, I believe.
That's right.
Well, here you are, a penny each.
A penny each?
Yes, the ring is worth exactly 1 8 pence.
Tup, we've given Moira the wrong ring. She must have the real one.
And now, gentlemen, I have much pleasure in placing you both under close arrest on a charge of conspiring to defraud the police.
Look, officer, it's all a mistake. We have got the ring. There's been a mix-up. Just let me use the phone and I'll get Moira to bring it down here.
All right. But in the meantime, I'm taking Fat Boy here into custody, yes. Charlie, cell number 3.
I demand to see my lawyer.
Charlie, cell number 4.
Look, Moira, I'm sorry, but there it is. That's the whole story. May I drop down dead?
Yes, you may. What a despicable trick to play on a girl. After I'd made all the arrangements for the wedding, I've even brought myself a new wedding dress. It's got bows on it.
Oh, good. It'll match Tony's new suit. He's got arrows on his.
I might have known he wouldn't have bought me an expensive engagement ring. He's too mean. I even have to pay when he wants to weigh himself.
Yeah, and with him it costs tuppence. Hey, Tup! Here's Moira with the ring, the genuine one. I've told her the whole story.
Oh, have you? Hello, Moira.
You nasty, low-down, despicable, twisting, crooked, lying, cheating...
Scrounging.
Thank you. Scrounging, crawling, miserable little squirt.
Yes, I think that about covers the lot. Where's the ring? You have got it, have you?
Yes, I got it.
Oh, good. Let's collect the reward and get me out of here.
Prison's too good for your type. They should go back to the olden days. I'd like to see you put on show in a public place so that people can throw rotten fruit at you.
Go and see your stage act.
Well, gentlemen, have you got everything sorted now?
Yeah, everything's okay now, officer. We've got the real ring right here.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, so you needn't be so truculent.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, sir. I naturally assume...
You're not paid to assume. That's the trouble with you lot. As soon as you get a uniform on, you think you're it.
Well, we all make mistakes, sir.
You shouldn't make mistakes. You're too ready to condemn people. Now, don't let's have so much of it. You keep your place in future. Now, take this ring and bring us the reward money.
All right, sir. I'll just check it with the inspector.
Well, hurry up. I don't know how I kept my hands away from his throat. Did you see the veins standing out of my neck? Look what I did in me blind fury. I nearly tore this sheet of paper in half. Because you know me, I've got the strength of 10 men when I'm roused. Lucky for him, he stopped when he did.
We've examined the ring, sir.
And about time, too. You thought you were onto a good thing, didn't you? Thought you had another couple of mugs for the bread and water lark, didn't you?
This one's a fake too.
Grab up!
Order, order! Will the prisoners please rise? Antony Aloysius St. John Hancock II and William Gladys Kerr.
I didn't know your second name was Gladys.
Oh, it was the stupid vicar. He got the babies mixed up. Poor old Harry Trubshaw.
Who's he?
The girl next door.
Before I ask the foreman of the jury for his verdict, have the defendants anything to say?
Yes! It's all a mistake! It's a frame-up! We're victims of circumstance! We didn't half-inch the ring. It must have been the bloke that gave us the fake. Sidney James, he's your man. He's the criminal. We're innocent. Sidney James, he's the one.
Silence! Will the foreman of the jury please rise? You have heard the evidence and you have considered your verdict. Remember, whether these two men go to prison or not depends entirely on you. Do you find them guilty or not guilty?
Guilty, Your Honour. Definitely guilty. Put them inside for as long as you like.
That's him! Sidney James, he's your man! Arrest him! Get your dirty great hands off
me! He's a crook!
It's not fair! It's down!
Hello, Father. The verdict's come through. Guilty, of course. No, it won't be any good using your influence with the judge. He's already given them as much as he can. No, I don't think Tony will be coming round to see you for a while. Yes, you can take the bear traps out of the front garden. What was the sentence? 4 years or £10,000? They asked for time to pay. Yes, I don't know where they are now. They said they were going into town to try and raise the money.
Penny for next year's guy. Spare a copper, lady. Oh, thank you, sir. Penny for next year's guy. Oh, bless you, Governor. Thank you. Just try to save up and keep me out of prison. You understand. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, featuring Kevin McNally, Kevin Eldon, Robin Sebastian, Simon Greenall and Margaret Caborn-Smith. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Levin Parikian. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. And the programme, which was recorded, was produced by Neil Pearson and Hayley Sterling. It was a BBC Studios production.